He did it again. He's made another modcast.
Mod is a generic term for the modern young man.
You were just a little mod. Just a little mod.
She's a mod, she's a mod, she's a mod. Yeah.
I don't give a monkey's arseholes about mods and rockers.
All I really want is me a mod boy with his own unique style.
Are you a mod or a rocker?
No, I'm a mocker.
Me one of us got mods are getting underway. Taking all night and into the day.
Mods are back again. Mods are back again. Mods are back again.
Whether you approve or disapprove, they are real. And they're happening now in the mod world all around you.
You're listening to Mr. Swab's Mod World at MrSwab.com.
Like being in a family.
I suppose it is, yes.
A very dysfunctional family.
Hey, Mr. Suave.
Mr. Suave.
Mr. Suave.
MrSwab.com.
Mr. Suave.
Mr. Suave.
Mr. Suave.
Mr. Suave.
I love MrSwab.com.
Mr. Suave.
Mr. Suave's modcast.
MrSwab.com.
Mr. Suave.
Mr. Suave.
Mr. Suave. Mr. Suave.
Mr. Suave.
Mr. Suave.
This is Bart Mendoza of the Shambleton Manual Scan, and you're listening to Mr. Suave's Mod World.
Here he is, a man who's seen it all, but has understood very little of it, Mr. Suave.
Once more into the breach, dear friends, once more. All right, here we go, storming the walls of pop rock with another fully loaded modcast. That was Daydreams, you heard, getting it all started there with Easy, off of the newly released self-titled debut album. Daydreams is the vehicle, I guess, driven by Day Ricardo, who previously fronted power poppers The Zags, and has been dropping singles for a couple of years and now is blessing us all with a full-blown album. When Ricardo let me know about the new album, he let me know I might want to play Present Tension, which is a great song. But you know me, I wanted to choose my own great song from this album. I could have chosen pretty much any of them, and I bet you would have loved it. They're all that good. All the tracks have a kind of a garagey pop feel to them, with hits of 60s British Invasion and some psychedelia sprinkled throughout. And Daydreams doesn't shy away from the heavy stuff either, with songs about, you know, every phobia, prejudice, patriarchal issue you can imagine. All deftly handled and in tune with the music. Besides Easy and Present Tension, other standout tracks include Bad Old Days, which I've played on the Modcast previously, released I think last year, and Make That Go and Fountain of Truth. Check out Daydreams for yourself. Got a link up to the album on the Modcast homepage at MrSwab.com. And you can check out this Modcast's favorite track list there as well, and bonus videos, and a bonus third set of songs, and all that stuff. But don't stop listening now. There's more. Things are just getting good. Got some garage rock, some punk rock, some power pop, and lots more coming up for you right here on Modcast number 558.
From my mind. Tycoon of rock, I'd like to hear them, and I'm sure you would too.
I ain't playing with you. One time, two time with you. I ain't playing with you. Someone said they don't get it, or you? I've been waiting for one of my own, and I'm 5,000 miles from home. And I know you got something, that's where I'm coming from. I go dumb, I go dumb, I go dumb. I ain't playing with you. One more time for the goo, I ain't playing with you. Someone said made a bed full of glue. I've been waiting by holding the fence, and I can't stand the added suspense. And I know you got something, and that's where I'm coming from. I go dumb, I go dumb, I go. I go dumb.
for feelings to the town. Me and the boys from Canton stood back 5 or 6. Long was golden limb, sheen smirk on his face. Leave the order of mine, see if anyone would pay. His requiem was not over yet, he hadn't come to his last day. Dug down in my pocket, said, Danny, I'll get this one. Then picked up his glass, gave a wink and a nod, and then just said, cheers. Another day in a little rise, another day in a time to call. From the gutter and the butt of every joke. But he always had a tale to tell. That many has standing ends. He had the knack of the cracked mouth of a sewer and peep is all he used. But he got the wrong man. They thought he'd done them wrong. They went after him one stormy night and got him in an alleyway. But he used to be a boxer and he won the golden gloves. So they broke his fingers and smashed his hands into boxing days I've done. And then the day of the moon rise, and then the day of the time to come.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike.
And Brett.
And Chris.
Of Sally Stitches and Body Count Horror Podcast. You're listening to Mr. Suave's Mod Mod World at MrSuave.com.
It's all goddamn fake, man. It's like Lennon said. You look for the person who will benefit, and,
I am the walrus.
You know, you'll, you know what I'm trying to say?
I am the walrus.
That fucking bitch.
Oh, yeah.
I am the walrus.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie. D.I. Lennon. Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov.
Are your ears burning? Well, they should be after that last blistering set. Wrapped it all up with that last one you just heard. That was Apricot Brandy. It's by R&B guitarist Jake Andrews, with the guitarist putting his own special blistering spin on the Rhinoceroses' rip-roaring blues instrumental. Rhinoceroses were a label-made group in the 60s. They were all veteran sessions players. The band never caught on at the time, but in looking back, man, they had some great recordings in just the couple of years that they were banging stuff out there in the late 60s. So it's fitting that Andrews has kind of put his own little super group together with the bassist from Bush. He's got Stevie Wonder's drummer, Rod Stewart's keyboardist rounding out his group, and Andrews himself. He's one of the kind of great, sort of unsung contemporary guitarists, having played alongside the likes of Ray Charles, Buddy Guy, B.B. King, George Thorogood, Guitar Shorty. That's a pretty good list, right? Andrew's new album, Train Back Home, will scratch your blues guitar itch for sure. It's a mix of originals and covers. Of course, all soulful blues guitar with R&B and jazz and funk mixed in as well. Before that, was it New or Not? That was Another Day by the Shaggas, just released by Rumbar Records. The Shaggas are all new to me, but apparently an older band, and this is their Lost album, first of two Lost albums on this week's show. I'm just glad I found it. Cool guitar-driven punk rock, just the way I like it. It's from the Shaggas. Before that, another new artist to me, Pixie Jones, doing the very garagey Maureen Dreams No More. Pixie Jones is a veteran rocker, apparently spent the last couple of decades playing with the Welsh psych rock outfit El Gudu, and now dropping a debut album of cool tunes titled Bits and Bobs. Ahead of that was more pure punk rock, courtesy of the Dwarves. Not usually known for cute, cuddly pop music. And with this new album, still not known for that. But the album is bouncier and happier and more joyful than some of their past work. Almost sounds fun. That track from the Dwarves there was Ain't Playing. It's off of the Dwarves concept album. Just out, and counts as the band's, I don't know, like 13th or 14th or something like that album over the past almost 40 years. It's a good listen. And right ahead of that was the Shanghai Lows with their new single, Op Operator. You can check out the video they just posted. I popped that up there on MrSuave.com as part of the bonus third set for this week's show. What else to tell you? Just another great piece of power pop rock and roll from a band that never disappoints. And before that, you heard me and my new guitar from Futon Lasagna. Not exactly sure what Futon Lasagna is. I hope it tastes better than what I think it might taste like. All I can tell you is it sounds really good. Futon Lasagna, the band Japan just dropped their debut three-track EP, appropriately titled Small Plates. Nothing small about Futon Lasagna's sound, that's for sure. Ahead of them, Kate Clover with No More Romance from her forthcoming album, The Apocalypse Dream. That's due out in April. All signs point to another power pop bass punk fueled rock extravaganza. And if you want to get a look at some even newer stuff, I've got their latest single and new video up at MrSuave.com. So Defs, go check that out. And getting it all going was a throwback to the 90s. Hard to miss. The vibe, the feel, the sound, just the whole thing really screams 90s, doesn't it? But good 90s. That was Shuffle Puck, a pop punk, power pop, alt rock 90s band. They were literally childhood friends of Weezer frontman Rivers Cuomo, who they toured with a bunch in the mid-90s. And now here they come with the album version of their original single, Where the Hell Is She? The song that should have been top of the charts alongside Weezer, Blink-182, and Green Day back in the day. It's punkier than a lot of the pop punk of that era, but keeps enough pop hooks and riffs in there to keep the song from falling too far into 90s gringiness. And it is a harbinger of 90s things to come, or come back, as the case may be. Where the Hell Is She? The single from Shuffle Puck, just out from Big Stir Records, and it serves as an announcement of an interesting project from Big Stir, along with Spider Pop Records, a book and compilation release, all highlighting what they call 90s geek rock. So keep your eyes peeled for that later this year, it sounds like. Always nice to have something fun to look forward to, right? Hey, if you are digging this, well then you would probably dig Mod Radio too. Mod-friendly music 24/7, tune in anytime, day or night. You get everything from British Invasion to Mod Revival, acid jazz to mod jazz, and a whole fistful of music podcast shows like this one. All with mod-friendly music, of course. ModRadioUK.net. That's ModRadioUK.net. Just kind of rolls off the tongue after, 15 years of saying it. Almost as good as MrSwab.com. And now back to our regular kick-ass programming. Here's the Love Dimension, right here on Mr. Suave's Mod Mod.
Oh, It's screaming, why Jesus, he didn't come to play. Baptize me in your holy sweat. We're near the end, but we're not dead.
Why would a woman come over at 1:30 in the morning to see you?
Just why do you think, bonehead?
We'll be right back.
serious.
No alcohol? This place sucks.
Hey, fella, give it a chance. We do serve shots of wheatgrass.
That's cool if you want to be sober and vomit.
Should have been a much bigger hit for the 3 o'clock. Yep, that was SoCal's Paisley Mod Popsters with their take on the Byrds, I'll Feel a Whole Lot Better. 3 o'clock did quite a few covers in their day, but they always seemed to choose songs that even the mods of their generation didn't always realize were covers at first. Songs that so perfectly fit right between their own original 60s-ish sounding power pop singles. Mod and punk bands back in the day covered a lot of 60s songs, but yeah, they usually covered the most popular things, My Generation, maybe Paperback Writer, Dirty Water, that kind of stuff. It's All Right, Heat Wave on the Soul side, you know how it was. But the 3 o'clock had this knack for taking the lesser lights of the past and making them fresh and relevant, without really revamping them too much either. And that way they were kind of like teachers, delivering the wisdom of the past that we needed to survive in the future. Bless them for that. Right before that, another early 80s power pop band. Less Paisley and more Pogo, maybe. That was Straight Eight. Another shoulda been bigger band than they were. That song, I'm Sorry, was from Straight Eight's 1980 album, Shuffle and Cut. One of the first albums and bands on Pete Townsend's Eel Pie label. Everyone talks about classic power pop by bands like, Shoes, The Records, 2020, The Nerves. Rightly so, all great bands, but why is Straight Eight all too often just left out of the conversation? Check out the band's promo pack video, before they knew to call them music videos, maybe. They called them promos or promo packs back in the day. Anyhow, I got Straight Eight's up at MrSwab.com. Check it out, you'll see what I mean. They were every bit as good as any of the other bands of that era. This is one where criminally underrated is an apt description. Along those lines, here comes a new power pop song from a new group, the Electromagnets. You just heard Airwave Hello. It comes from Big Stir Records. Electromagnets are sort of maybe a Big Stir supergroup with members of the Spongetones and Spy Genius, along with singer-songwriters Dolph Cheney and Chris Church, all Big Stir label mates. Good call getting them together, too. The band sounds great. And just before I spun up the Modfather with one of his latest, that was True, off of his 2021 album, Fat Pop. Wow, that album came out 3 years ago. You know what that means? We'll do some new tunes for Mr. Weller. And before him, first half of that set where we were getting down to the nitty-gritty of rock and roll. All kind of R&B-ish sort of stompers there. You heard One Glorious Moment by the Glimmer Stars. Rumbar Records has just released a career-spanning comp of Glimmer Stars material. One Glorious Moment originally appeared on the band's 2005 self-titled debut, and they were off and running. And ahead of that, you heard one of the greats from Los Angeles, X. X-ing, John Doe, Billy Zoom, and DJ Bonebreak. Four people playing pure rock and roll who somehow got swept up in the punk rock scene. Often alongside hardcore bands that they really sounded nothing like, but we loved it because of that. That was Sugar Light. Comes off the band's fiery 1980 debut album, Los Angeles. Just before that, a song that could have been on an X album. Cindy Lawson and Company with Screamin' White Jesus. hard-driving rock and roll, complete with harmonica. Kinda sounds like something Exodus, doesn't it? But it's not. It's brand new. Pretty new, anyhow, off of Cindy Lawson's EP released at the end of last year by Rumbar Records. And kicking it all off, another one from the What's Old Is New file. Brand new release. At least, I think this is its first real release. Real might be the wrong word. Originally recorded back in 2009-2010. San Francisco's The Love Dimension with Got Gratitude, which is from their newly released Awake and Aware, The Lost album 2010. Is that a rockin' set or what? Kinda makes you wanna get up and work out. Just kinda. Work out your music muscles, man. Head on over to MrSwab.com. Got the track list for all the shows there. Links to bands plus videos and that great bonus third set of songs. Don't miss those. There's good stuff there. Got it there now each time around. And you can dip into the Modcast back catalog. Over 500 shows and counting. Got to be at least, you know, one in there that will blow your desert boots off. Check them out. Let me know what you think over at MrSwab.com. So, looks like our time is up. Gonna roll you out of here with one more song. This is brand new ska punk from a Kent, England band. Her latest album is just wicked good. It ranges from some two-tone influence ska to straight pop punk. It will leave you breathless from the breakneck pace of listening. Perfect sort of workout music. This then is Dead Men Take No Pills off of Echoes and Ghosts, the new full-length release from veteran ska band Call Me Malcolm. I'm Mr. Suave. Thanks for listening.
Walls. The stereo interrupts with a melody that breaks my fall. Take one and it'll help you breathe. Take two and it'll break all the smiles we see. Let's see what's underneath. With eyes open cause my heart won't stop. Covers up what the world blew up. I think it's time that I sang along. Sing a little so I don't crack up. Take one and it'll help me see. Take two just in case you notice me. And see what's underneath. Sing with me and we'll tear the house down. Remission. Well, here's two more and it won't come cheap. Here's a little song to make you feel less incomplete. Just sing along with me. Sing with me and we'll tear the house down. Whoa. Everything's cool, just enjoy the breakdown. Whoa. Sing with me and we'll tear the house down. Whoa. Everything's cool, just enjoy the breakdown. Cover up what the world blew up. The stereo interrupts.